when Simin Shin Lamed Vav Siftes will be doing from Test 3 Yud Aleph. Siftes Sinor HaMakaleach Mayim in Agag. You have a gutter that collects the water from the roof. Sha'olu bo kashim va'asovin. Pieces of straw and grass ended up forming there. So it got stuffed. What happened? So it's backfiring onto the roof, and there's a leak into the house. Chazal allowed you to step on the grass with your foot as a shinui, and even the shinui has to be done in private. The kivon, the mesaken al yedei shinui hu, she'ena ose el baraglo b'makom seidel gozer rabbanon. Since we're dealing with a loss, it could be ruining your whole apartment. Your ceiling is going to come down. Chazal were matir doing it kalacher yad as long as you do it b'tzina. The Mishtabur brings a daya that it's even mutabur for hesi if necessary, but his maskan is not like that. Sif Yud, Hadas Mechuber, Mutur Lahariach Bo. You are allowed to smell a fragrant flower or leaf, as in the case of a Hadas. Aval Esrig V'tapuach, but fruit, V'chol Davar Aroy Lachil, or anything else edible, Osur Lahariach Bo B'Mechuber, Sheme Yokotz Oso Liachlo. Anything that you may chop down, in order to eat, Chazal asked smelling it on Shabbos, so you shouldn't be tempted to eat it. Whereas something that's inedible anyway, it's just there for fragrance, they're not afraid you're going to chop it off. On the contrary, you want it there and you could smell it there. Now, the Rish Shavur brings up the issue, why do you have to cut it off? Maybe you'll eat it, b'mechubur. So he says eating something while it's connected to the ground is also a ktsira. That's also with Lisha. Sif Yud Aleph. Hashor Echita Vesor Kiyotzim and Bamayim Areza told the Zoreya. Soaking seeds in water is a Talmud of, is a Tolda of Zoreya. V'chayev B'kolshu. And you're Chayev. Hagar Umutu Lahamed Anfei Ilar. So this first halach is that if you soak the wheat berries, you soak grain in water, that is considered a told of Zoreya, because eventually it's going to sprout. And you're chayev as soon as you put it there. You are allowed to quickly soak grain for animals in order to make them edible for them. Whereas, if you're talking about a grain that is allowed to soak till it becomes just very mushy, the issur then is the malach of Lisha. Sif Yud Aleph. Excuse me, the Ron Sif Yud Aleph. Hagah. Umutir lahamid anfei ilonis b'mayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to put branches of tree into water on Shabbos. Ulevach shlo yibem prochim v'shoshanim shem niftochim l'achlukas hamayim. As long as it doesn't have flowers that open. V'ayin l'kamon. What it says there is that you're allowed to put something back into water on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to put it into new water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to add water. You can't change the water. In the case of cut flowers, you're allowed to put them back into water on Shabbos, but not if they're closed, and putting them in the water will enable them to open. That lamaisa is usser. The Mishnah Brura here brings down that it doesn't have to literally be that you're returning them to the water, but let's say you prepared water for this purpose before Shabbos, that's also good enough. If you're talking about flowers that open, there would even be an issur of chazara, of putting those flowers back in the very same water they were in originally.